Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You love Mel Kiper. This is the only reason I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
I'm not a mock draft guy, because I think a lot of the times they're just doing this to get people to talk about it, which is maybe what Mel's doing now. I don't know, but I feel like Mel's a stand-up guy. And Mel's not going to throw crap out there he doesn't believe in, right?
Right, and these are all guys who do this for a living, most of the guys, and they have to create content. You have to be able to discuss these players. And look, he's been doing this for, 30 years, 40 years now, whatever it is?
Right. It's, I mean, it's so
40 years.
I mean, and he loved you, and that's why you love him.
And he loves him some draft stuff. He loves breaking down the draft stuff. And a lot of time he's right, I would imagine. I wonder what his overall success rate is in the first round.
Yeah, I know a lot of these guys don't do well with it. It's a very hard thing to predict. I think the top of the draft people do well with. And then as you get like past 10, it's just very, very hard. All right, so he's got something very interesting.
Okay.
So he's got Abdul Carter going number one of the Titans.
What did I tell you?
What did I tell you?
That guy's a player, man.
Player.
Yes.
All right. Number two, Cleveland Browns, Cam Ward. That's not too much of a surprise if Abdul Carter's going first.
That would not surprise me at all, because Cleveland's got to reset a quarterback, and you know, I don't know what they're going to do. I can't imagine they're going to start that kid.
But yeah.
If they do, then they'll just have another bad year. But they need to trade Myles Garrett is what they need to do.
Yeah, and they probably will. I'll probably end up getting that done. All right. Number three, New York Giants.
Shedeur Sanders.
No.
No.
No. And this is where things get interesting. So I'm assuming that he believes.
Travis Hunter.
Bingo. I was going to say, I'm assuming he believes that Matthew Stafford could be coming to the Giants. And he goes, let's start with the quarterback question, since I'm sure Giants fans would raise their eyebrows at seeing New York pass on Sanders. There's mixed feelings on him around the league, and he isn't seen as a surefire top five pick. The front office and coaching staff have to win right now. Mm-hmm. Like we've been set. What did I tell you?
Yep, you're right. You're 100% right.
And banking on their futures on the class's QB2 might not get it done. I'm not ready to close the door on the Giants bypassing this lackluster QB class in favor of a veteran option.
Lackluster QB class with the second pick overall being one of those QBs.
Well, going to the Cleveland Browns, who always make a mistake at that position. Right?
Yes.
So
that's true. Okay.
All right. So Travis Hunter, he's got going to the Giants. He's got the much ballyhooed offensive lineman, the tackle Will Campbell at LSU going to the Patriots.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
He's
got Mason Graham, the defensive tackle out of Michigan, going to the Jaguars at six. He's got Ashton Jeanty, the running back of Boise State, going number six to the Raiders.
Sorry. So what are the Raiders doing at quarterback?
He says Justin Fields.
Justin Fields to the Raiders.
He says either Justin Fields or Russell Wilson is what he said.
To reunite with Pete Carroll, I don't think so.
All right, so he's got the Giants passing on Shedeur and the Raiders passing on Shedeur. But at number seven, the New York Jets, in Mel Kiper's world, do not pass on Shedeur Sanders. He's got the Jets at 7, taking Shedeur Sanders. In your mind, is any of this possible?
Yeah.
You really think that Shedeur would drop all the way to 7?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
Huh. Like I told you, I don't think either one of these guys is worth a top 10 pick. I mean, but unless you're reaching for something and you feel like you need something. You know, right. And maybe one of them, you know, is Cam Ward. You know, again, Cam Ward's more like Jaden Daniels than Shedeur Sanders is.
Right. Now, you do know that, like, what happens in these drafts, we see it every year, that, like, they just, these guys get more and more and more hype around them as the draft comes, and then these GMs fall in love with the idea of having.
Don't you feel like the hype is going the other way for Shedeur?
Right now, it'll get, I think, even greater as the draft happens. Here's the issue I have with this mock draft is Matthew Stafford, one of three things is going to happen with Matthew Stafford, right? He's going to go to the Rams. He's going to stay with the Rams. He may go to the Giants. He may go to the Raiders. I don't think there's another team right now that's heavily involved in that.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think they have $50 million a year for him. I just don't see that happening. I think they're more going to take, you know, they'd be in the Aaron Rodgers type of deal with him and, you know, paying $1.5 million, whatever it may be. So one of those three things is going to happen. If he stays in L.A., that means that they're, you know, is Sam Darnold going to go to the Raiders? Is Sam Darnold going to go to the Giants?
Sam Darnold going to go to the Titans?
I don't know. So I think
Or does Sam Darnold stay with Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're going to see Daniel Jones and J.J. McCarthy be there. They're two quarterbacks that see some playing time this year. But, and hopefully Sam gets some money. But, so I can't see in that scenario how both the Giants and the Raiders pass on Shedeur to the fact that they, you know, that the Jets will have him at 7. I can't see that happening. I can't.
What's happening with Kirk Cousins?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, their GM came out yesterday.
The Falcons GM?
Yeah, and he came out and he said, well, we'll just keep Kirk Cousins as a backup quarterback. And there was also some hot water between the GM and Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins obviously was hurt last year, and it was evident because his statistics just dropped off the face of the earth, and supposedly he hurt his elbow and shoulder on his throwing arm. And they did have him on the injured list for one week, and then they took him off the injured list for the last, I guess, bunch of weeks. But then that's when Michael Penix took over. And in some way, you could intimate that the general manager was basically saying that Kirk Cousins was a liar, because Kirk Cousins went on the air and basically said, look, I was dealing with injuries the rest of the season, and I could never get my arm back.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing that, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, this is tough for Kirk Cousins. Done nothing but be a great teammate and a leader and just done everything the right way. And it's not like he's out there making waves like Aaron Rodgers makes waves. And he signs this big contract. He thinks he's going to be the starting quarterback for a number of years. He's coming off an Achilles. He gets hurt during the season, just bang, he's done, and now he's got this contentious relationship with the Falcons.
You know, I want to say, like, his cap hit is, like, I want to say, like, close to $40 million this year.
Yeah. Well, whew, this is what's happening these days. These teams are saying, screw it, I'll take the cap hit. The Broncos did with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but will they get rid of him, or will they do what the GM said? We want to keep him as our backup.
For that much money, it's
crazy. That's a pretty expensive backup.
Yeah.
But then again, no team is going to trade for him and accept his contract.
Yeah.
They're looking to do what, you know, Pittsburgh did with Russell Wilson. Just like what they're trying to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.